And where music was concerned, the new freedoms affected formal structures, harmonic procedures, instrumental color, melody, rhythm. All of these were part of a new expanding universe at the center of which lay the artist's personal passions. From the purely phonological point of view, the most striking of these new freedoms was the new chromaticism, now employing a vastly enriched palette and bringing with it the concomitant enrichment of ambiguity. The air was now filled with volcanic chromatic sparks, and more the upper partials of that harmonic series were taking on an independence of their own, playing hide-and-seek with their sober diatonic elders, like defiant kids in the heyday of revolt. And the composers themselves now had something of the defiant child in them, along with their priest and prophet images. I wish we had time to explore all their adventures, ranging from the highly personal tenderness of Schubert's modulations, all the way to the almost diabolical antics of Berlioz. We can't do all that in one lecture, but let's take just a minute to touch on Schumann. I can't ignore him. Gloriously mad Schumann, a master of ambiguity.